Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dose of Devin comes your way. Devin Marshall wears many hats. WCCO Radio produces a number of shows. And is Adam Carter's main rival in life itself. Is that a fair description of you, Devin?
Absolutely. I mean, apparently to Adam Carter, though, I don't even deserve a name. I'm just a part-time guy. And I'll always remember that.
Is that how you refer to Devin, Adam?
I don't believe so, but...
Didn't he say that to you before, Chad? He's a part-time guy?
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Were you a one-time a part-time guy?
I still am, but oh. I'm a part-time guy with a name and a heart and feelings.
Yeah, Adam. Name and a heart and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Are you validating Devin as much as you should?
Apparently not, Devin. I'm so sorry. Let's move on.
That sounded sincere.
Sounded like the former president on certain topics. Okay, many, many shows in town and across the country have pulled this off very well. Well, they have a game, or they have games. I'm a fan. I wish we had a game, right? We've talked about it. Nothing has happened. We like having Devin on the air. Two of us, at least, like having Devin on the air. So... we've encouraged Devin to come up with some games. Last week, I liked it. I guess the only thing I say, Devin, it's hard because I'm admitting I don't have a great creative game mind here.
Mm-hmm.
Last week's game was good. It was probably like some other games, mm-hmm. you know? Not like it has to be radically different. I still enjoyed it. Adam, I don't think you enjoyed it. That was my feeling.
No, I did. I usually am good at trivia, and I just failed miserably.
So, in other words, then you pouted through the game.
Actually, I think at one point he just sort of gave up and started trying to give the most ridiculous
pretty
answer
much.
He could come up
yeah.
with.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, we have another game, and I'm ready. Dan's ready. I know Adam's ready. What do we got, Devin?
Okay, so today's game, I came up with four games, and... it's a little bit difficult to do when we're all separated and you yes. know, can't look at each other. So I'm trying to make them simple. But today's game is kind of just a guess who type game. So okay. I sent out a questionnaire to many of our wonderful coworkers, and it had 15 questions on it. And some got back to me, some haven't got back to me yet. But what I will do is I will read you the question and one answer, and you have to tell me who said it. Now, there are five people you can pick from in today's game. So here they are. Sloan Martin, Susie Jones, Corey Heppala, Dave Harrigan, Chris Tubbs.
Adam, your early thoughts. Your early thoughts on the game.
I like it. Yeah.
I like it too. Cook?
Yeah. No, this was one I was hoping we would be able to get to amongst the variants that Devin had come up with. So. I'm glad he got the questionnaire out there this time.
Right. Can you give us a name or two who didn't get back to you?
Well, yeah, there's many. I thought Steve Simpson would be the first to get back to me.
Wow.
I thought Laura Oakes would. I'm surprised she hasn't.
Jeez.
I did send
she calls
the question.
She calls you her little, was it pumpkin?
Little pumpkin, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of Steve Simpson.
Well,
but,
I mean, you're nobody's pumpkin if they're not returning.
Yeah
Adam,
true.
I mean, can't be Laura's pumpkin if she won't even return his email.
No, that's true. Disheartening.
Sounds like your news team. What's Simpson's fault?
I can't speak. I can't speak for them. Maybe they're busy.
So you're saying Sloan and Susie aren't?
Yeah.
Never.
That's what he's saying.
Never busy.
Yeah. Wow.
I did. All right, Devin. I sent.
How many
questions
should we do?
Well, I have some good answers through various questions that we can kind of dabble between. But
Adam,
I'll start.
You tell us how many questions. How about 10?
Sure.
Is that too many?
That works. So these are, you ask these people questions and we're guessing who answered it?
Right.
Okay.
Based on the answer, yeah.
Based on their answer.
Yeah.
We can do a practice here. I'll show you how it works. So I said, do you have a hidden talent? And this person said, I'm double jointed and can palm a basketball. Now, between those five people, you say your name to buzz in.
Adam.
You get a point. Yeah, Adam.
Sloan Martin.
Yeah.
That's who I was guessing too.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not that we all get a pick.
No, it's the buzz in.
It's okay. It'll move faster that way. Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Dan,
okay.
Were you going? I was going Sloan. I think Sloan has told me that before. So
you're cheating.
Did you have?
No, actually, I had an incorrect answer on that. I was going to go Tubbs. Yeah.
No, unlike you two, I talk to my fellow employees.
Why would you do that?
You guys head down.
Why would you
to interact with folks.
What's the matter with you?
All right, Devin, let's go.
Okay, here we go. I asked, what's the sexiest thing about you? This person said, my lips.
Who said it?
Yes, sir, Chad.
Chris Tubbs.
False.
Dan.
Sorry. Yes, sir, Dan.
Susie Jones.
Yes, correct. That's one for Dan.
I just wanted it to be Tubbs, Carter.
So did I.
I just wanted it to be Tubbs.
Okay, so I asked, if you didn't work for WCCO, what would you do or like to do? This person said, I would be governor of Minnesota.
Chad.
Yes, sir.
Dave Harrigan.
Nope.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Heppola.
Yes. Corey Heppola.
I was gonna say Heppola. Dang it.
Would be our next governor. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I weep. Hold on.
Yeah.
I weep for the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, that would be
horrible. It's Minnesota. Hey, it's the state of Minnesota. That's be the change of the
and
name.
By the way, everybody now would have to look away. You
know, well, I mean, the state kind of shape is looking away, in a matter of speaking.
That is true.
All right, here's one. I asked, what is one thing about Chad, Adam, or Dan that really bugs you? One person said, Adam's mood.
Adam.
Oh,
yes.
Susie Jones.
I mean, that's the layup of all time.
Gotta be.
That's all right. Well, we'll stick with the same question. This person said, Chad's diva attitude towards his producers annoys me because it's mean.
Chad.
Yes, sir, Chad.
Dave Harrigan.
Yes, sir. You're on the board. All right.
Thank you.
Here we go. What did you do before working for WCCO? The person replied, my beautiful face was on TV.
Chad.
Yes, sir.
Heppola.
That's Corey. That's Corey. All right.
Didn't know anything about that.
Never really? He was on TV?
I didn't know.
Yes. Huh. Fargo.
Maybe he's one of those guys who's on, Dan, like cable access, right?
Oh, that's probably true.
Does that count?
Yeah. You know, well, I mean.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? I would like to have thinner and stronger legs.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Susie Jones.
That's right. Okay.
Notice Dan has answered all the questions about Susie's body.
That's not true.
What the hell's going on there?
Okay, here we go.
Are you and Susie dating right now, Dan Cook? Go ahead, buzz in with your name.
A gentleman would never reveal such things. I don't know why you would ask me a question.
Well, you
like
can
that,
answer
sir.
The question. I mean, it's no
okay.
problem.
All right. Tough guy.
All right, let's go back to sexiness. All right. What's the most sexiest thing about you? This person said, my hair.
Dan.
Chad.
Yeah.
Corey Heppola.
Dan. It was Corey. Yep. All right. Oh, so right now we got Dan at 3. Chad at 0. Adam at 2.
I'm at zero. Oh, I suppose I get.
Yeah, you get the negatives, man.
Yeah. All right, let's do this one. Do you have any irrational fears? This person said, as I've grown older, heights, but also swimming in lakes where I can't see anything in the water, just a wall of green plants and... Yes, sir.
Tubbs.
No.
Adam.
Yeah.
Sloan Martin.
That's right. All right, Adam tied with Dan three at threes. All right, this person says they collect shot glasses.
Dan.
Chad. Dan.
Chris Tubbs.
What?
No.
Oh.
Adam.
No, let's... Well,
I said my name.
Yeah,
I know.
Chad did say... Chad, you buzzing in?
Yes, I'm buzzing in.
Okay.
I'll admit I was going to say Tubbs. I mean, that just...
I saved you a point.
You saved him.
You did.
So far.
Harrigan?
Nope.
Adam.
Adam.
Corey Heppola.
That's right.
Really?
Wow. Adam.
I was going to guess Harrigan. Thank you, Chad.
He collects shot glasses.
You know, here's... Okay, let's stop for a second. What do Corey's shot glasses look like? Are they all referees screwing Minnesota teams?
Yeah.
A lot of Purim glass.
Mm-hmm. It's that awful band he likes again.
Oh, 21 Pilots.
Yes. Mm. And then what's the one we all hate that he defends? Nickelback.
Nickelback, yeah.
Got to be a Nickelback one. And it's got to be just a lot of, hey, it's Corey Heppola, right? He's got to have a lot of those around the place, Carter, right?
Sure.
His own shot glass.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's stick with music then. I asked, who is your favorite musician or band? This person said the Beatles.
Adam.
Yeah.
Susie Jones.
No, sir.
Damn it. Dan.
Yes, sir.
Chris Tubbs.
No, sir.
All right, I'll go. Jeez, is it Sloan, Corey, or Harrigan? I'll go Harrigan.
No.
Wow.
That one was Corey Heppola.
That's a lie.
Well, he doesn't play a single Beatles song on his show.
That's a lie. He
that's
lies.
What I was given. Oh, all right, here's a good one. Do you?
No.
Well, seriously. Donald Trump is one of the candidates in this game.
Oh, okay. Here's this one I think you guys will appreciate. Mm. What do you like most about working for WCCO? This person said... When Chad comes in the studio, I'm usually walking out.
Chad.
Well, yes.
Harrigan.
Yes. That is Harrigan.
Yeah.
All right, minus nine.
No, I think you're at minus one.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, you're at minus one. Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go. Hidden talent. I shoot 92% from the free throw line.
Adam.
Chad.
Adam.
Corey Heppola.
Yep. Could that be true?
Probably not. I mean, if we're going to go with the Beatles example, I mean, he's clearly not telling the truth.
Probably not. No chance.
You don't think so?
None. There's 0.0% chance that if he has to make 100 free throws, he's going to make 92. Corey, if this gets back to you, $250.
Get a video.
$500, whatever, to a charity of either choice.
100 per free throws. He's got to make 92.
Yeah. No chance.
No chance?
Zero.
I got your back, Corey. I believe you.
Well, of course, you think you run a 4.14. So.
I had a wonderful listener this past weekend offered to train me to run a 40.
Good knowing you.
Yeah.
How's that going to work out?
Just some random listener, Ben Johnson. Who we got?
No, it was I went to a dinner and a show this past weekend.
Of course, you
with
did.
One and a guy. It was with Bruce Helmer, you know, who does Your Money on Sundays with us.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah. Great guy.
The guy came up to me and he goes, Devin. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I love Chad's show. I was listening to you on Chad's show, and he goes, the trivia was great. I don't know if I would have won, but I certainly would have done better than Adam.
Wow.
That's tough. Yeah,
not too tough.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Devin,
what I said.
Are you familiar with Kathy Bates and James Caan?
Of course.
Just be careful.
Might want to look that one up before you head over to this individual's house.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Let's go back to the sexiest thing. What is the sexiest thing about you? This person said, my ability to balance a checkbook.
Dan.
Chad.
Dan.
Sloan Martin.
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
Chad?
Adam. Next, then.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I, hold on. I said, I said Dan at the same time. Let's see. I got very defensive there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I got, all right, yeah, Adam, you go, because I overreacted.
No, no, you take it. I get knock punished. One of the names off.
I get punished. For,
just be honest, neither of you two know, and you want the other one to guess and eliminate a possibility.
All right, I'll, well, Adam, I'll fall sure on thing. The Chris Tubbs.
That's right.
Thank you.
You got it.
Very good bookkeeper. He's the Bob Cratchit of WCCO Radio.
All right, Devin, one more.
Okay, let me find a good one. Okay, here we go. These are a couple weird ones. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, this person said they would eat popcorn.
Chad.
Yes.
Sloan.
No.
Adam.
Yeah.
Corey Heppola.
No.
Oh, God.
I'll guess Chris Tubbs.
That's Chris Tubbs. Mm. It's Chris Tubbs. All right.
I think I won, right? I mean,
yep, you won by like 10. Looks like.
Yeah. Who did win, Dan or Adam?
Adam won.
Pretty sure Adam, yeah.
Yes.
Very nice.
Redemption from last week.
Redemption.
Yes, yep. Very nice. I like that game. Carter?
Yeah. I think we need a little music underneath.
Yeah, we probably need a little production value on that.
We need music. So, yeah. And then here's what you're going to have to do. Cuz we only can go to so many CCO employees. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to have the ability to reach out to others, Jacob Fry.
Yep.
Like
I thought
you
about
know,
you
that. Could add on Mike Osterholm. Like, if we're,
I yeah, don't we should do the regulars on the show. Yeah.
So
Yukas would be
regulars
great.
Regulars on the show.
Yeah. So I came up with four game ideas, and one of them that we haven't done yet, at least one, involves. We would need either a listener or a special guest. But I have thought about that. And Lindsey Peterson just emailed me and said he didn't have time to do the questionnaire for this week. But I should have many more coming in. So we'll have plenty more ammo on other people and whatever. But
well, let's do this because we better take a break here.
Mm-hmm.
Should we try out your two other games too? Adam, what do you think about it? Should we try every game? Yeah, let's try every game and see. And this one we enjoyed more than last week. And overall, we definitely appreciate the help. Devin, be well. We'll talk soon.
You too, sir. Thanks. It's a pleasure as always. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, man. Yes or no, should we call Heppola and see if he wants to back up these statements he said?
Oh, absolutely. Carter,
yes or no? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Try Corey when we come back. We're calling. Hey, it's Corey Heppola.
We're trying to.
Wait, are we having phone issues?
Hang on. I'm going to see if I can do it again.
Favorite Beatle, Adam Carter?
George.
I know it's a cliche, but I'm still John. I mean, we normally would have the dial tone. And then boom. Do you think he answers, hey, it's Corey Heppola?
Hey, it's Corey Heppola.
Okay.
Look who's here. You're on the radio, Corey Heppola.
That was disappointing.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
I would have preferred, hey, it's Corey Heppola.
Well, I knew who was calling. Okay, what's going on?
Let's meet sometime soon in a gym, socially distanced. And I'll be the ball catcher. I will watch you shoot 100 free throws, and we'll set some number for charity, and 92 is a win. We won't even make 92 a push since you shared in the Devin game that one of your secret skills is that you are a 92% free throw shooter.
Yeah. Well, I was going kind of conservative because I can usually probably knock down more than that. So, yeah, Jared Vanderbilt last night, he just needed me. I mean, Saunders could have put me in there, and I would have knocked down it would have been over.
Yeah, well, that's true when you said that part.
Ryan could have put anybody in there. The way it finished, yeah, you would have fit in just as well. Adam, likelihood Corey will finish out of 100 attempts with 92 makes.
I'm going, the over-under is 5%, and I'm going under.
I'm declaring 0%. Dan, 0%.
I'll take the over on zero, but not by a lot.
Not by a lot.
Now, if you're catching the balls and, like, pushing them, you know, bouncing them back to Corey, are you going to be wearing...
Very helpful.
You're going to be wearing, like, some, you know, the old school coaching pants, long, pulled up, you know, mid-waist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to... Here's what I'm wearing. The bike... softball shorts, the white socks, and I want a color scheme at the top of the socks. I will have wristbands on, headband on, and I will sound like Dan Campbell motivating Corey.
You got to have a whistle, and the whistle has to be in your mouth the whole time. And every time the ball bounces, you got to give it a quick blow of the whistle.
Or I'll be Ted Lasso. I could be Ted Lasso for you, Corey.
Despite those distractions, despite them all, because I've seen them all. I've dealt with them all, even biker shorts, even tall socks.
Yeah. Sure.
It doesn't matter. I will knock down 92 or better.
Okay. Well, one more, and then we have to go for the mayor of Minneapolis. None of us are believing the Beatles are your favorite group, okay?
Actually, they are. I was trying to come up with something funny on that one, and then I was like, God, I'm spending way
too
much time on this.
No, you did come up with something funny on that one.
And so then I threw the Beatles. I love the Beatles. So I grew up, my mom would push in the tape every morning. She'd bring me to school, me and my sister, and she had Beatles tapes after Beatles tapes. So I grew up on the Beatles. I love the Beatles. My first dance, you know how you have the mother-son dance at my wedding, was In My Life by the Beatles. But no, that's for real.
Adam?
No, that was very sincere. I agree.
It was sincere, you know.
You feel bad now.
Yeah. I just got the answer wrong, so that's what it's all about. It's all about me and getting the answer wrong. All right, we got to go. Enjoy the rest of the day. We'll be listening tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Corey Hepla on at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.